Deanna Thomason. Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Thomason, T-H-O-M-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is December 22nd, 1984. This is for date of service, May 1st, 2023. Miss Thomason is a 38-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. She also has a history of anxiety, depression, and cardiac arrhythmia. She has a strong family history of thyroid disease, including Hashimoto's, and her grandfather also had thyroid cancer. She reports symptoms of fatigue, dry skin, occasional heart palpitations, thinning hair, dry skin, mood swings related to anxiety. She also had a hysterectomy. She reports some motion sickness. Her labs were reviewed, and her TSH is 1.72, free T4 is 1.08. She had a thyroid ultrasound done on February 16th, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 5 millimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 1.4 by 1.0 centimeters. She reports mild compressive symptoms at the thyroid gland. Number one, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on 2/21/2023. I'm sorry, the date is actually 2/16/2023. Can you please fix that in the HPNI? Okay, so back down to the plan. She had a thyroid ultrasound on 2/16/2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 5 millimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 1.4 by 1.0 centimeters. At this point, the recommendation is to follow up in 1 year, and therefore she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in February of 2024. Next number. We will order a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check her for autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroid globulin antibody level. Notably, the patient states that she has a lot of family members who have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Next number for anxiety and depression, continue follow-up with primary care provider. Next number, she has a history of a hysterectomy, and she has one ovary left, and she is followed closely by Dr. Khan. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.